Welcome to Swingin' with Dr. Jazz, 1 hour of big band swing music from the mid-1930s to the mid-1940s, produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio in Chewelah, Washington. Today we're going to swing to the big bands of Duke Ellington, Jack Jenny, Andy Kirk, Raymond Scott, Benny Goodman with vocalist Martha Tilton, and Boyd Rayburn. Have you ever wondered how this big band era, its dancing, its music, came to be known as swing? Jazz legend has it that the popular term swing evolved from a song written by Duke Ellington in 1931. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. It was a tribute to trumpet player Bubba Miley, who was dying from tuberculosis at the time. Let's start this first set with the Ellington standard Cottontail, followed by Never No Lament, and Rumpus in Richmond, all Duke Ellington compositions.
Thank you.
This is Dr. Jazz, and we are swinging. Jack Jenny was born Truman Elliott Jenny in 1910 in Mason City, Iowa. His mother was a concert pianist and his father a military band leader. He started playing the trombone with his father's band at 11. Jenny worked in several bands during the 1930s and sidelined as a session man in New York City on radio and in the studio. When Tommy Dorsey walked out on Jimmy in 1935, Jenny filled in for Jimmy's band in a pinch, playing Tommy's trombone parts. After working with Isham Jones, Artie Shaw, and Red Norvo, Jenny started his own swing band in 1938. Unfortunately, the band failed financially in 1940. Jenny led a Navy band during World War II. He had a strong fondness for alcohol and developed severe kidney problems. He suffered an appendix attack in 1945 and died on the operating table at just 35 years old. Another sad jazz story. Here's the Jack Jenny Orchestra with Swingin' the Apache, Adelaide Moffat with Harold Arlen's I've Gone Romantic on You, and Louise Tobin with Got No Time.
Came along and filled my heart simple a tune changed my life into a silly cartoon. I'm thinking of building a dreamboat for two and hire the Atlantic, 'cause I've gone romantic on you.
You've got the Dr. Jazz Big Band Swing Program. There were many women who were singers with swing bands, but very few who played instruments in these orchestras. One exception was Mary Lou Williams, who played piano with Andy Kirk from 1929 through 1942, and also worked as arranger and composer. She went on to a huge career in jazz. You can hear the piano of Mary Lou Williams on these following tracks with the Andy Kirk's 12 Clouds of Joy, Bear Down, Close to Five, and Baby Dear. This is Swingin' with Dr. Jazz. Raymond Scott was born Harry Warnow in 1910 in Brooklyn to Russian Jewish immigrants. He studied at the New York Institute of Musical Art and found work at CBS Studios as a pianist. He started a jazz quintet in the 1930s, which was noted for humorous performances. Scott launched a full-size dance band in 1939, but it disbanded in 1941 due to the military draft. Scott went back to CBS and led their radio orchestra, which he integrated with many prominent black musicians such as Ben Webster, Charlie Shavers, Cozy Cole. He started a new big band after the war, but eventually went back to CBS, where he directed the radio and TV program Your Hit Parade. In his later years, he became a pioneer in electronic musical technology and invented the first electronic synthesizer in 1949, among other inventions. Many of his humorous compositions have been adapted to cartoon scores, such as Looney Tunes. He passed away in 1994 at age 83 due to heart problems. Lined up are three instrumentals by the Raymond Scott Big Band, At an Arabian House Party, Eagle Beak, and On the Jersey Side.
Tribute to our feathered friends. You wouldn't think there's rhythm in a nice little yellow canary, would you? Oh, but there is. Raymond Scott found it in Bird Seed Special.
You're listening to Swingin' with Dr. Jazz. Benny Goodman was looking for a new girl singer when Helen Ward left in 1937. Martha Tilton had been singing in a chorus on Goodman's radio show. She caught Goodman's ear and he invited her to audition, but Benny just walked out of the room during her second song. Naturally, she went home dejected and disillusioned, but the next morning she got a call offering her $125 a week, and 2 days later she was on the tour bus heading for Texas. Here's the Lilton Miss Tilton, as she was often billed, on Afraid to Dream and You're My Desire.
There was someone new. Afraid to
You're Swinging with the Doctor. Boyd Albert Rayburn was born in Faith, South Dakota in 1913. He led a dance band in Chicago, which grew into a full swing band in the early 40s. Like Stan Kenton, the Rayburn Orchestra was considered very modern and progressive. Rayburn had much difficulty in booking performances and signing with major recording companies. Therefore, the band had financial problems and eventually folded in 1948. Once when a fire destroyed the band's written library, Duke Ellington and Count Basie both sent arrangements to keep the orchestra going. Many prominent jazz musicians played with Rayburn. Bassist Oscar Pettiford, baritone sax man Serge Chaloff, drummer Shelly Mann, trumpeters Dizzy Gillespie and Pete Candoli, sax man Lucky Thompson, and Buddy DeFranco on clarinet. Rayburn was a saxophone player himself, but usually didn't play with the orchestra. He remained involved in jazz until he died of a heart attack in 1966 at age 52. This last set for today starts with one with an odd title, Tonsillectomy. Then Rayburn's wife Ginny Powell singing Rip Van Winkle, and then March of the Boyds, another instrumental.
I'm not acquainted with you.
Well, Daddy, oh, here comes Miss Ginny Powell. And she knows my story, cause she's wise as an owl. Hoot, hoot.
Hoot, hoot.
Days is a long, long time to sleep. But Rip Van Hornwinkle slept for 20 long years. Then he woke one day. Rips, red hair had turned to gray. Rip, Van Winkle hurried back into town, but to his dismay, Rip's hometown had stopped to play. He found to his surprise a thing called Swing Was King, and he liked it. It opened up his eyes and drip, rip, got hip, rip. Van Winkle's wrinkles faded away, and he sheared his beard, rips. The rage since he reappeared. So if you want a swing and jive at the age of 95, start counting sheep and sleep like Rip Van Winkle. Called Swing Was King, and he liked it. It opened up his eyes and drip, rip, got hip, rip. Van Winkle's wrinkles faded away, and he sheared his beard, rips. The rage since he reappeared. So if you want a swing and jive at the age of 95, counting sheep and sleep like Rip Van Winkle. Don't be a drip, get hip, take a tip from Rip Van Winkle.
join us next time for another installment of Swingin' with Dr. Jazz. This show is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio in Chowila, Washington.